This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. There will be a new election in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. The unanimous decision from the State Board of Elections comes after 4 days of dramatic hearings into suspected election fraud. In question was whether or not suspected ballot tampering tainted the outcome, in which Republican Mark Harris appeared to have beaten Democrat Dan McCready by just over 900 votes. Mark Harris himself took the stand earlier today, and this afternoon he called for a new election. Joining us for the latest, with the latest from Raleigh, is WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBeery. Welcome back, Jeff.
Good to be with you, Frank.
Dramatic day. What happened today? The final outcome now, this decision by the Board of Elections. Tell us what happened.
Indeed, a very dramatic day. And a little bit of context from the backdrop here is that in recent media interviews, Harris, who is effectively the congressman-elect, or has been, as you mentioned, it was a close race, just wasn't certified, he has said in media interviews that he had no reason not to trust the man who was at really the center of this improper ballot harvesting alleged operation that was illegal. And Harris has said he had no reason to think that there was anything improper about this. Well, on Wednesday, his son took the stand and said that was not in fact true, because he, the son, John Harris, had warned his father repeatedly that this man was not a good operator. That was Wednesday. Then Thursday, he took the stand, Mark Harris, the candidate himself. He pushed back a little bit against what his son said. And then later, after a closed session hearing, after some new documents emerged, which raises a whole bunch of other questions, Harris said that he has been dealing with some health issues, including an infection that turned septic and two strokes. And then in the same statement, the same incredible statement, he said that there should be a new election. And unsurprisingly, there were gasps in the room.
Let's listen.
Through the testimony I've listened to over the past 3 days, I believe a new election should be called. It's become clear to me that the public's confidence in the 9th District seat general election has been undermined to an extent that a new election is warranted.
Republican Mark Harris in the State Board of Elections hearing today calling for a new election in the 9th Congressional District. I'm here with WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBeery. Of course, that doesn't do it. The candidate himself can't make for a new election.
Correct.
Only the Elections Board could do that. So what happened shortly after that?
Shortly after that, the other side, the attorney for Dan McCready, renewed his request for there to be a new election. By the time the afternoon was over, the attorneys for Harris had agreed that there should be a new election. And then finally, later in the afternoon, the 5-member State Board of Elections voted unanimously, yes, a bipartisan vote, 5-0, to have a new election. Now, in terms of who's going to run, we don't know. The timing of it, we don't know. I would expect Democrat Dan McCready to run. I would be pretty surprised at this point if Republican Mark Harris would run. But what's important to know is that it will be effectively a new election with a filing period, a primary, if no one in the primary gets 30% of the vote, a runoff primary, and then a general election. So this is not something that's going to be decided anytime soon.
And before we leave the whole election fraud scandal, let's talk about what did happen today, the revelation that there were some documents that had been apparently withheld or certainly not revealed. Talk more about that.
There were more than 800 pages of documents that emerged Wednesday night. This was long after a deadline for things to have come up in due to a subpoena that should have not only been turned over, but due to discovery, they should have been turned over to the other side. Harris's attorney, John Branch, took responsibility for this. It's going to be interesting to see what repercussions there are here on this front, because, I mean, in terms of having a judiciary that functions, you have to adhere to a subpoena. So we will be watching closely to see if the North Carolina bar or what other ramifications there are because of that late after a deadline document dump.
Been interesting to watch the Republican Party through all of this. They have been in a very difficult position. They, the party of clean elections and voter ID laws to make sure that there is no election fraud, and here they are. Talk about how they have changed and what they've been saying throughout.
Well, Dallas Woodhouse, the executive director of the Republican Party, did say today there are no winners in all this. I think he's absolutely correct. The messaging from their side certainly has changed. The rhetoric has shifted as we've learned new things. As you know, it appeared that this was true. No, it appeared that was true. And then this is not new in Bladen County. We should note that the southeast part of the state, there were some irregularities with mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, not only in 18 for Republicans, but there were questions in 2016 and 2014. And this is something that, while we have a result as to what might have happened in 2018, or we have a result, we know now that there will be a new election. I think that they're going to continue, there will continue to be calls from Republicans to look at 2016. This is something Pat McCrory had issues about out-of-precinct ballots in Bladen County in 2016. So we're going to continue to hear more on that front.
All right, and we will hear more about when there will be new elections, because that date hasn't been set yet, and, of course, who the candidates are. Still don't know that, right?
That is correct. There is also, of course, a vacancy in North Carolina's 3rd congressional district, as Walter Jones passed away a couple of weeks ago. We have heard it signaled from some folks within Cooper's administration, the governor, Roy Cooper, that they may try to run these elections congruently so that it cuts down on some administrative costs. But that, of course, as you just noted, has not been finalized yet.
WUNC Capital Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Frank.